Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And especially if you've joined me this week, you know we've been focusing on the first opening chapters of the book of Daniel. And perhaps today we can understand why it is so important for us to follow the examples of these strong men of God, of Daniel and the three Hebrew children. They were threatened with annihilation, with death, Daniel at many different times, and they would not compromise their stand in the Lord. And beloved, the reason I'm sharing this, why we should be unwilling to compromise, because our Lord, if we've accepted Jesus, He came to present the perfect law of liberty with the blood of the new covenant. And He, through His life, through His death, through His resurrection, showed men the way back to God, how to restore fellowship with God. We know as we look around us in the world currently, and as we understand human history, there have always been attempts of nations rising against nations. That was the purpose of that image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in the second chapter, of this image of a great image with a head of gold and silver and bronze and iron, and at the final kingdoms of the world would be clay and iron that do not mix together. And these represent the nations and the kingdoms of this world, the history, if you will, of mankind. But a time is coming when, whenever the Lord returns, and we know the time is drawing very close, but we cannot compromise. We've seen that in major denominations, that they have gone against scriptural principles. We have seen where there's an unwillingness to put things out of the Word of God. Let's not preach so much about the blood of Jesus, and we've become seeker friendly. We don't want to turn people off. Well, beloved, the message of Christianity is offensive. It offends the intellectual arrogance of man. It offends that, you know, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. And so, beloved, the reason I'm sharing this is that we have to be settled and firm in our own hearts. Are we willing to be politically correct to avoid persecution and condemnation? Look at the politics that we've experienced. How many political leaders are willing to compromise? It's an aspect that is part of the world. They will compromise anything for personal advantage. And that has been true because that is the nature of the fallen nature of man and the nature of sin. But let me share just a few verses. I said I was just going to share some scriptures today. The closing chapter of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1 says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people," the prince of Israel, "and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, and everyone that shall be found written in the book." What is book? Is that the book of life? And listen, verse 2, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." That's one of the very few references in the Old Testament regarding the resurrection. There's another reference in Job where he says, "I know at the latter days I shall with my own eyes, in my flesh I shall see God." And then verse 3, And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Let's just take a moment to pray. Father, Lord, we thank you that you are with your people and that you're with your people to deliver us. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to increase the faith of your people. Lord, I pray, I rebuke every spirit of fear and intimidation. And Lord, I thank you that you will put a backbone of steel in the spine of your people, Lord, that we will not compromise, that we will be willing to declare the name of Jesus. We will not be ashamed of the Lord, because Lord, you said in your word, if we're ashamed of you, you will be afraid, or you're not afraid, you will not acknowledge us before your Father, which is in heaven. And so, Father, we thank you for goodness. We thank you for stirring our faith, our motivation, our commitment, our conviction to stand with the Lord. And Lord, as we do that, you will, we know that you will strengthen us. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, fear not the times which shall come upon the face of the earth. For I know those who are mine. I know those who have laid down their life in sacrifice, in commitment, in dedication. And fear not, for the people that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. I will give you victory over the work of the enemy. And you shall see, as you come unto your God, as you pray and intercede for your loved ones, for the nations of the world, you shall see the hand of your God move, and I shall bring in a mighty harvest as your God, and you shall know that you shall not fear the arrow that flieth by day, nor the terror that walketh by night, for I am with you. I am with you to deliver you, and you shall see signs and wonders and miracles wrought by the hand of your God. For is it not written, even as the early church preach the word, they experience signs and wonders following. I am returning with an anointing to my people, to my church, that shall see great and wondrous things accomplished. Yea, even the dead raised to life, miracles of healing, things that were impossible in the natural shall be possible through the Lord your God. Therefore, rejoice and know that you have a part to play. You are part of my great end time army, says the Lord. So rejoice and fear not, for I will not fail you, I will not forsake you, but I am the Lord which shall be your refuge, and even my word which shall be as a mighty battle axe in your arm. I will defend those who stand up for me. Fear not, neither be dismayed, for I am with you even till the very end of the age, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I promised I was going to share some scriptures, and let's look at Zephaniah, just a couple verses. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, or God's people, basically, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. This is a prophecy out of the word of God. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Praise God. And then in Isaiah, that beautiful chapter, Isaiah 40, where it talks about, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. If you're feeling weak now, let the Lord strengthen you. It says he give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, the young men shall utterly fall. But beloved, as you wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. It says they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. And then in Psalm 107, verses 1 through 7. Let me read those. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Beloved, you don't belong to the enemy anymore. You've been redeemed. He gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Beloved, of course, this is a reference to Israel, but the word is not just for Israel, it's for all of God's people. There's neither Jew nor Greek. Verse 6 says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way. Beloved, narrow is the way that and narrow is the gate that leads to life everlasting, but wide is the gate and wide is the path that leads to destruction. So he will lead us forth by the counsel of his word and by the power of his Holy Spirit. He is going to lead us a right way, that we might go to a city of habitation. What is that? That's it. Jerusalem in the millennium, and then that new Jerusalem which will come down as a bride arrayed for her husband. And there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God. How glorious is that? And then verses 13 through 16, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness, the shadow of death, and break their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Beloved, God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he has done in his word for Israel, for the people of God throughout the chapters of history. We've been looking at Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar had a vision of the history of mankind. That same God has not changed. What he has done for them, he will do for us in this hour. So take courage. Be strong. Don't let your heart be dismayed, for the Lord is with us, and he has overcome the world. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you this week. I pray that you are blessed, and whatever your needs are, listen, the devil has, his demons are loosed, and God's people have been going through sore and great troubles, but God is our victory and our deliverer. I invite you to write the announcer who give our contact information. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.